Welcome back, this RB Sensei. To my diehard fans, make sure you watch at least until 9 minutes because watch time is the most important factor to this channel growing and being successful. To new watchers, if you like this video at any point, like and comment. Now let's get into this ridiculous nonsense.
I can't do it. Okay. We'll do it live.
Okay.
We'll do it live. Fuck it. Do it live. I'll write it and we'll do it live. Fucking thing sucks.
Yeah. So I'm over 40. In fact,
yikes.
I'm 50.
Damn.
I'm sorry.
And I met my current husband in my early 40s.
Yes, I'm a simp.
We've been married 3 years. We dated for 5. He is a high value man.
Pure fiction. It's fiction. It's fiction.
They've been dating for 8 years and she's 50. Did I get that right? Well, if I didn't get it right, it's close enough. So he's a high-value man who wanted to date a woman in their 40s. It happens. It probably happens a lot, despite what the RP community says. You know, the whole maturity thing. But this woman has a TikTok and talking about her personal life, so I'm going to say she's not more mature than a 22-year-old. So he got gypped on that front. He would have been better off getting a 22-year-old.
You didn't say that again.
If you got to deal with a bitch talking about their life on TikTok. If this is true, man. She pulled off a miracle, so I'll give her some credit there. Is it gonna work out? I'll let y'all decide. You know what I mean? They've been married for 3 years, together for, I guess, 8. So that's a long time for it to work out. I wouldn't have guessed being in a relationship with a woman post-40 would work out for 8 years. But are those fake lips? Does she get work done on her face? I don't know. I'm not getting good woman vibes. I'll just say that so far. Maybe he just sticking in there because he don't want to get financially ruined. Or maybe he work a lot, so he only just see her once in a blue moon anyway.
Good call!
And treats me like a queen.
Mm-hmm.
I want for nothing. Not saying this to show off. I've gotten a lot of questions and feedback about finding a partner once you hit the age of 40 and you're older. I have friends in their 60s who have met partners.
You're a liar and you're a deceiver.
I hate when they use these rare exceptions. I mean, yeah, you can meet somebody at any age, but the chances of a 40 plus year old woman finding a high value man to marry him, Jesus Christ, that's slim.
Not a chance in hell, Brett.
Zero. You've already made up your mind.
Absolutely.
I mean, her finding any decent man of any financial status is a miracle, but a high value man, you got a better chance of hitting the lottery, the Mega Millions.
Oh, there is not a chance. I would bet every last dime of the Powerball that I don't have to worry about that.
And there's no piece of advice that this woman is going to give that are going to increase those chances to a degree where it's worth it to listen to her.
In 40s and 50s, just because you hit a certain age doesn't mean you can't meet a partner. You're going to attract what you believe you're worthy of, or you're going to attract and align with what you believe about yourself. So
that is bullshit.
You could believe you're a 10 out of 10. That don't mean you're going to attract a 10 out of 10. If anything, you're going to repel that guy because you're going to come off arrogant probably, and your standards are going to be too high. And he's going to feel like, I'm giving you a chance by even giving you a peek, and you're going to act arrogant? Yeah, terrible advice. Look, never take advice from women. If there's any ladies listening, please get advice from an uncle, a brother, a random bum on the street. That would be better than taking advice from your dingbat friends or your old washed up single mama or aunt.
Like, it should be illegal for women to give other women advice. You should be able to call the police. Okay, we're sending 5 units out there just to be safe. Okay, cool.
You're telling yourself there's no men out there over 40 or no one wants to date someone over 40 or 50.
Absolutely not.
Usually true.
That's what you're going to experience. I've never believed that about myself, ever. Not in my 20s, not in my 30s, not in my 40s, certainly not in my 50s. Why? You have to see yourself as the prize.
She has definitely had work done, which is a sign of mental illness. Most women are mentally ill. And a big part of their identity is what they look like. But what would y'all say is her rating? To be 50 years old I would say, even with the work done, she looks better than the average 50-year-old woman walking around. Or am I crazy? I mean, it does have the trans look. So, I don't know. But you get my drift. Her looks played a huge part in snagging the man she snagged. It's not her personality. We can tell from this video it's not her personality. It's not her intelligence. It's not her insight.
No shit, Sherlock.
What she won't say is, look like me and better. That's your best chance of getting a man like I got. But she don't want to isolate all the old washed up fat chicks who are going to be in her comment section.
God, you're sick.
I hate to be the one to say this, but the lip flips ain't it. Lip flips are not it.
What does that mean? What is
for credit?
I don't know what that means.
And this is coming from someone who was an avid lip flipper. I loved me a good lip flip. It did its job. One thing about a lip flip, it's going to look good. You don't need to put filler. It gives you a little oomph. Like when you're smiling, your top lip doesn't curl under. Like it did its job.
Shit. I'm so fucking tired of this shit. Fuck this shit. Stupid motherfucking fuck you. Fucking dirty as shit.
I'm living my nightmare. It is a monster. It's in my head.
Do you want access to 2 to 3 exclusive live streams that won't be available to my basic subscribers?
Not really, no.
Are you tired of listening to these stupid ads?
Yes.
Do you want access to over 70 exclusive unseen episodes?
No. No need.
Do you want to see my videos at least one day early and be a complete Alpha Chad? Or a G'd up Tyrone?
What kind of shit is that?
Then I got news for you, champ. For $5 a month via Subscribestar Patreon, you can get all that. And if you want the convenience of staying on YouTube, you can join the YouTube membership for $10 a month.
Man, get the fuck out of here, nigga!
You know, if women put this much effort and money into fixing themselves internally and not worrying about externally, they would probably be single at a lot lower rate. You know what I mean? Like, having full, nice lips isn't going to keep a relationship. And it's not going to make you feel fulfilled. No pun intended.
Oh, okay. I see what you did there.
It's just a bunch of shallow, superficial bullshit that's going to keep you on a cycle of depression and psych meds.
It looks good, objectively. However, when I would say my P's and my B's, anything that required me to even remotely close my lips together, impossible. Like, I couldn't even say the word impossible.
And she didn't care, because it's all about looking good. Women don't care about being able to say words correctly if it means they look a little hotter to Chad and Tyrone. You know what I mean? They don't care about reading if it means looking hot. The things women will sacrifice to look good, it's crazy.
Women will inject their ass cheeks with Fix-A-Flat if it means getting more attention for it. If women found out that men found clown nose desirable, Gucci and Louis Vuitton would be sold out in 6 months of clown noses and sell them motherfuckers for $500 a piece. And you think I'm joking? I'm dead serious.
I would look back at videos of myself speaking and be like, what? What is wrong with my mouth? It looked like I couldn't close my lips together.
She didn't care that much.
And don't even get me started on drinking out of a straw. Like, water would spew out of my mouth. Yes, it would look good.
What's wrong with you?
If you're trying to figure out if a man likes you, I need you to understand something. Men are so obsessive. Don't take any relationship advice from me. I'm divorced and I've been celibate most of the last 2 years. But the few people who I did date and was in serious relationships with were all obsessed with me. And I just want to say, it is just so obvious.
Look, is there any coincidence that she's not with those guys who were obsessed with her? It's a recipe for failure. Women don't want their butt kissed. You know, you can act like you care to some extent, but also act like you care about a lot of other stuff too. And you'll get to her third down on the list. She's supposed to be obsessed with you as the man. But at least she kept it real in the beginning, like, don't take advice from me because I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. And I can't keep a man to save my life. But still listen to me.
Man, get the fuck out of here, nigga!
I just want everyone to know and understand what it feels like when a man really likes you. They are so obvious. They are so obsessed. They cannot hide it. You could be walking. Like, if you're in a room together, they will be staring at you the entire time. You can feel their stare on you. If you are, like, on opposite sides of the country, you will literally receive a spiritual download that they are thinking of you, like...
I'm an astrophysicist.
Okay, I'm a Gemini.
Yeah.
I should have been able to tell from the blue fingernail polish with the yellow nonsense on it that she was going to start talking some spiritual BS. Jesus Christ, this says POV waking up at a man's house with absolutely nothing you need. So you're combing your hair with a, what is that, a spaghetti spoon? I don't know what the you would call it. Okay, she has all the signs of a trashy hoe.
I mean, I like the body, oh. It ain't like a body, oh.
The belly ring, the, you know, tops that show her belly, the basic bitch tattoo on her arm in cursive, the nose ring, I don't know if you peeped the nose ring, the long ghetto yellow nails. I mean, soon as a guy sees her, he like, yeah, she down the fuck, and I should definitely not take this serious, and he makes his mind up the first 3 seconds he sees her. And I wonder, do women realize that? They can't help it. Even if they do realize it, they can't help but be a flashing red flag. It's almost like they subconsciously want to warn good men to stay away.
Bingo.
And they subconsciously are doing these things to attract the toxic, emotionally unavailable men. Like, yes, I'm a trashy hoe. You can hit this tonight. Don't you see my cursive tattoo on my arm and my belly ring?
No. No, 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 no. No.
Last year, I met this guy, and we started hanging out platonically. And I remember there was this time we were sitting on his sofa, and we were drinking wine. And he was showing me Action Bronson videos on YouTube. And that was the moment I realized, no, this is no longer platonic for me. I actually have a huge crush on you, sir. Because this is the best thing that's ever happened to me. And it's so mundane. And in that moment, I just remember realizing, I love just being bored with you. You're so fun to be bored with.
Okay, I was gonna say this chick was nuts, but I'm glad I let it play for a few more seconds so she can give us visual confirmation. The finger tattoo, I don't even know what is that? It doesn't matter. The nose ring, the huge eyes, just, yeah, don't just hang out with chicks. It's no point. I don't want to be friends with a chick. Are we going to get romantic and do the nasty or not? I don't want to be pals. I don't want to play checkers. I don't want to talk about politics.
Show me your tits!
You get to say that about a woman. Why can't you say women are wrong when they're wrong?
You want to be making moves on the street, have no attachments, allow nothing to be in your life that you cannot walk out on in 30 seconds flat.
Okay, first of all, I didn't miss the red flags. I looked at them and thought, damn, that's sexy. And that's my problem.